Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I want to welcome you to Prophetic Corner Ministry. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text the neighbor, people, and tweet them. Hit them up on Facebook and let them know that the word of the Lord is going down here on today. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The word will be released in the atmosphere to bring healing, deliverance, and set the captives free. So I encourage you to call a neighbor, text them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that the word of the Lord is going forth. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. First of all, we have a couple of quick announcements. I'm going to be giving you these announcements, and I want you to keep them in mind, because this ministry with you in mind. Everything goes according to God's word, for the word of God will go out into the atmosphere and bring the people of God closer to him, because Jesus is soon to return. I know you can tell by the signs of time and things that are happening right now. And you just look around you and see how people are acting. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And you'll know that he is to return, and it's going to be soon. So I'm going to go ahead right now and get into my announcements. Hallelujah. I want to start off with Tuesday night. We have one word from the Lord, Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. And the show comes on at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern Standard Time. I want to encourage you to keep those time zones in mind. And if you don't keep them in mind, you can go on Facebook. Hallelujah. If you just forget, sometimes we do. And you can go on Facebook, and the show will be posted out on Facebook. Glory to God. And I want to encourage you, if you need a life coach, you need a mentor, you need a marriage counselor, you need a spiritual leader, I would like for you to go ahead and inbox Prophetess Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse on Facebook. Inbox them. Tell them what you need. And guess what? They'll get back with you. I promise you, they will get back with you. Just make sure you leave them a point of contact, and so they can call you or text you or whatever you may need. Hallelujah. And if you move on down, we have Faith Come By Hearing, none other than Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew. Her show comes on at 6:30 Central Standard Time. So I want to make sure that you hear the word of the Lord that's coming from Elder. Glory to God. An awesome word. Hallelujah. This word, it will ignite your spirit. She can sing. She can preach. She can pray. So if you've been missing it, you need to come on Wednesday and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is doing in Elder's life. God is still moving by his spirit, by his power, by his might, says the Lord. So come on and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is doing in this season. Glory to God. And if you move on down just a little bit further, we are called the Hour of Power. I am the first Hour of Power, Prophetess Martha Williams. This show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Hear what God is doing. Hear what he is saying in his last days. You know, he said the love of many gonna wax cold. And that is so true, because people don't care about people the way they used to. I just thought I'd throw that in there. Amen. And I understand it better by and by, because you can see, you know, used to when they get burnt out or somebody didn't have food, people were more than happy to go and give them food, go and help them out or give them clothes and give them different things. But now it ain't happening like that. Glory to God. Every man for himself. But guess what he said? God is for us all. Amen. Glory to God. So keep all that in mind, and I'm going to give you a 30-minute break, and after that 30-minute break, you will hear Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. Her show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. Awesome woman of God, amen, who will give you the word just like he gives it to her, just like he says it. Don't add or take nothing away from the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's an awesome word that comes forth with power, clarity, amen, hallelujah. So you don't want to miss it. Awesome word. All of this is ministry with you in mind. And I also want to encourage you, glory to God, we're having a service. It's coming up. Hallelujah. And I'm going to put it out there on our Facebook. We are going to put it out there on our Facebook pages. Hallelujah. My God, it's going to be an awesome, awesome service. So I want to make sure you tune in and get ready for the service that's coming up. You look out there on my Facebook page and all of the members' Facebook pages, amen, glory to God, you will see it. I want you to make sure you go and look for it because it's going to be out there. We're going to put it out there real soon. And I want you to try to attend because it's going to be awesome, awesome, and awesome. Glory to God. And I also want to encourage you to partner. And in partnering, you will receive many perks. We're only asking for $25 or more, and you will become a partner. You will receive many, many, many perks all the way from Monday all the way down to Sunday. And you will get a call, amen, from the pastor, amen, and from a pastor. You will get a call or whatever ministry you sow in, but we're all under one umbrella, let me tell you that. So you won't think we are separate. No, we're all together, glory to God, hallelujah, and that's how it works, hallelujah. But you will get a call, amen, hallelujah. And we will keep close contact with you. So I encourage you to give. Hallelujah. He said give and it shall be given good measures. Hallelujah. So when you give, be happy to give. I'll put it like that. Just be happy to give. You know what? It's a pleasure to give unto your ministry because I listen to you and I want to hear, you know, see what God wants to do in my life. That's what you do. When you give happy. Hallelujah. Don't give grudgingly. Give, be a happy giver. Be a cheerful giver. And know that he is looking down, hallelujah, on you and smiling because you gave and you were happy to give. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. Because God is so worthy and he is worthy to be praised. So just remember, hallelujah, to always lift up the name of Jesus. Even when you give and say, Lord, you know what? I thank you, Lord, that you allowed me to give, and I was able to give, Lord God. Because, you know, sometimes, hallelujah, when you give, you say, well, they keep asking, and I got tired of asking, so I'm going to give. Well, that's not going to prosper you anything. But when he gives you, he expects for you to give to others, glory to God. You have to give back to those that you got the word from if you want to be blessed, just to tell it like it is. So I encourage you to give. If your word came from over here under this ministry, hallelujah, then that's where you need to go back and give an offering to. Hallelujah. I didn't say your tithes. I didn't say that. Hallelujah. I said an offering. Because if you're going to a local church, then your tithes belong to them. Hallelujah. You know, so many times people get that mixed up and they get tripped up, tied up. But don't stress yourself about it. It's point blank and it's clear. It's clear as a crystal glass. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because I want to see you blessed. I want to see you saved. I want to see you brought out and brought over into the newness of life, eternal life. That's what I want to see. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We serve an awesome God. We serve a right now God. We serve a God that's never late. He always right there on time. Hallelujah. And if you're not, hallelujah, getting your blessings answered, you know, sometimes we have to do a self-checkup, and I just thought maybe I would throw that in there. I'm going to throw this in there for free. I ain't going to charge y'all for this one. But if you're not getting your prayers answered, just go back and ask the Lord why. Because, I mean, amen, I'm sure at some point all of us had to do this. Come on, look back. Wait a minute now. I'm doing this, I'm doing that. But, Lord, I'm not seeing my prayers answered. Hallelujah. You know, and he'll tell you because, you know, the principality of darkness in high places hinder you when you pray, hallelujah, sometimes. You have everything on your mind. You ain't really connected, hallelujah, to him. Oh, my God. You can go in a place, even in your prayer room, everything come up. Okay, I got this bill to pay. I got that bill to pay. Okay, and then they did me wrong, hallelujah, and all that. And, you know, she looked at me funny, hallelujah. But you know what? Clear your mind before you go in there. said, hold up, wait a minute. When I was in college, and yes, I did go to college, hallelujah, and we were having a discussion, and, you know, we was talking about how things can hinder you from taking a test. And we were just talking about it, and the instructor said, well, here's what you do. Whatever's on your mind at that point, said you write it down. You just jot it down, you know. He said, jot it down, and then what they'll do, they'll take that away, and then you can go on and you can do the test. You know, I found it to work. It really did. But sometimes things can come and try to hinder you and bind you up. And then you say, oh, I got to do this. I got to do that. I got to do this. Well, you know, the pencil and paper works really, really good. If you write all that down and said, okay, well, you know what? I got it all written down now. And then later on, you can go back after you done finished praying and after you done finished seeking the Lord and all those good things. Then you can go back and say, okay, I had this. And then you say, oh, yeah, I left that off, so I can put that on there now. But you got to want to walk in the closeness. You want to make sure that you're in that place and you can, he can talk to you and you can meditate on the word as you're reading it. But sometimes you just read the word like it's just a lifeless book. But it's not. It's God's word. Hallelujah. It's God's word. So you want to make sure, and that word will bring life. It will ignite in your spirit realm, and it will help you whenever you need it. So, Lord, I need your word. And then he'll bring that word back to your remembrance that you read it. And if you don't understand it, there's so many ways now you can get understanding, because out of all thy getting, get an understanding. But you don't want to just read the word and you just throw a word out there. You need, let's just say, if you need a healing, hallelujah. Well, you ain't going to be over there talking about no money, hallelujah, because the money ain't going to need you, okay? By his stripes, I am healed, okay? Glory to God. That's what I'm talking about. So I encourage all to get a closer walk with him. Get a closer walk with the Lord so he can minister to you on a daily basis, not one day, not 2 days. You go to church on Sunday, you won't do no Bible study, you won't pick up, amen, the Bible for another whole week, hallelujah, until that next Sunday. Then you just told the Bible in your church. You say, yeah, I read my Bible last Monday, and it's been a whole week span between now, and you haven't read it at all. Nah, come on. You want the word to bring life, and that's how he breathes life into you. Amen. Through your reading the word of God, meditation, your prayers, hallelujah, that closeness, that one-on-one time, hallelujah. That's how you get closer and closer. Amen. Glory to God. Now, with all that said, amen, I'm going to go ahead and open up my line for prayer, hallelujah. If you desire prayer at this time, I would like for you to press the 1. I will bring you in for prayer. You just tell me your prayer request. Hallelujah. Don't put all your business out there. If you need prayer, you need more prayer, then you just let me know and I will get in touch with you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't give me your name. Just give me your prayer request. Glory to God. I don't see anybody press the 1. Hallelujah. If we have time, we'll come back. Glory to God and see, amen, while you're thinking about it, hallelujah. But if you need prayer, you can press the 1, hallelujah, after I finish the service, hallelujah, and I'll come back in and I'll pray for you, hallelujah. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for this day, Lord. Thank you for allowing us, Lord God, to come together here on today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we know that you sit high and you look low, Lord. But we know you see everything that's going on, Lord God, in our life. And we know, Lord God, that our Redeemer lives, God. And he lives right now in the now realm, in the name of Jesus. So all we have to do, Lord God, is call on the name of Jesus, oh God, and turn it over to him, and he'll make everything all right. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we pray, Lord God, for the whole nation. I pray for each and every one, Lord God, that listens to the show, Lord God, on a daily basis, even those that go back and listen to the pre-recorded shows, Lord. I pray, God, that whatever they need, Lord God, that it is given to them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, my God. Father God, we thank you, oh God. Lord, we know, Lord, that you're in control, Father. So, Father God, we pray for open doors, for those that need doors to be open, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, that those doors that need to be closed, close them, Father. Let them not go in those doors, Lord. Let them hear your voice saying, not that one, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you, oh God, for healing, God, for all those who are heavy in their spirit, Lord God, all those who are wondering, Lord God, what's my next move? We know that you can minister to them and give them their next move, Lord. Let them hear you even the more, Lord God. Open their ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying in these last evil days, oh God. Let them be more conscious of your spirit, Lord God, so you can minister to them and let them know what to do, what not to do, and when to do it, Lord God, and not to go outside of their season. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, oh Lord God, and we pray, Lord God, right now for the children. They're getting ready, Lord, to get out for summer. So, Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to lay your hands on them, Lord God. Lead them and guide them in the right direction, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let your angels camp around them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to keep them from hurt, harm, and danger, Lord God, and not let them get tangled up and tied up with the wrong people, Lord God, not walking in the wrong direction, but going in the right direction, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, I pray for the parents, oh God. I pray, God, that they will, Lord God, have insight, Lord God, and oversight as to what they're doing, Lord God, and what they should be doing and what they should not be doing, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, because we know, Lord, it starts there. It starts with the parents, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, oh Lord God, for service on today, Lord God. We know that it'll be all that you want it to be, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for healing, God. Lord, those that need a healing, God, in their eyes, Lord God. Those that have films over their eyes, we decree and we declare right now, healing over their eyes right now. Blinded eyes are coming open, Lord God. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus. They can see more clearer, Lord. Oh, my God, my God. And Father God, we pray right now, Lord God, that every sinus, every nasal condition, Lord, dry up in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. Oh, my God, with all the sneezing, Lord God, and everything that's going on, Lord God, the dry eyes, Lord God. My God, my God. We pray right now, oh, God, that healing is administered all across the nation for those that need healing, God, in the name of Jesus. And those that just want a touch from you, Lord God, I ask you to touch them, Lord God, because we know, Lord, you will make everything all right, Lord. Just one touch from you, Lord God, could heal them, to set them free in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And Father God, I pray for the elderly, Lord. I pray, God, that you send someone by, Lord, all across the nation to touch them in a mighty way, Lord. Those that should not go, Lord, I pray, God, that they stumble and fall. Those that mean them harm and not good, Lord God, that they stumble and they fall, Lord God, and they not try to scam them in this season right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, O Lord. We give you glory, O God. We praise your holy name on high, because if it wasn't for you, Lord God, we couldn't do what we do. So, Father God, we thank you for your Holy Ghost power, Lord. We lift you up, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, Lord God, we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you're on this line and you have a need, glory to God, I'm giving you time because I'm hearing this. You have a need. I need you to press the one. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I really need you to press the one. Glory to God. Hallelujah, 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 glory to God. You're having some joint pain, hallelujah. I need you to press the one and come in, amen. And he's saying that you're having some really bad joint pain, glory to God. If you would, press the one, hallelujah, and come in so we can pray for you, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. My God, well, nobody pressed the one, glory to God. I guess you like what you do, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Amen. So we're going to go ahead on. Hallelujah. With the word on today. Hallelujah, my God. You know, we serve an awesome God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Caller, you're live and on the air.
Amen. I need prayer for that front pain that you were talking about.
Amen. Amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord God, we ask you right now, oh God, to remove the joint pain, Lord God, because, Lord, we know, Lord, that you can, and we know that you will, Lord. Father God, you said by your stripes, she's healed, healthy, and whole. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord God, we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank you, caller, for calling in. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And know that it is well and it is done. Amen. Glory to God.
Thank you for your prayer.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, God is so good. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. My God, if anyone else needs prayer at this time, amen. Hallelujah. We're giving you a few minutes here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We have to follow whatever God says. Hallelujah. That's what we do. Glory to God. It ain't about me. Hallelujah. And he let me know that the other day. Hallelujah. He said, it's not about you. I said, Lord, what about me? He said, it's not about you. Glory to God. So we know it's all about the kingdom of God. Oh, my God, my God. Amen. So we're going to go ahead on, amen, at this time. Hallelujah. With prayer. We're done with prayer, so we're going to go ahead on. Nobody wants us to one. And so we're going to go ahead on. Let's go with the message. If you would, turn with me to Matthew chapter 11. And I'm going to start at verse 1. The title of this message is, hallelujah, glory to God. The proof is in the ministry. You know, people always want to, you know, say, well, you know, she ain't called, you know, and she can't do this and she can't do that. But you know what? It is not about that. I mean, me, myself, I'm real deal. I'm transparent. I am. I try to be nothing that God don't want me to be, and I try not to do nothing that he don't want me to do. Hallelujah. Because I don't have that selfish spirit. I don't have that spirit of I, and I. Hallelujah. Because I'm just going to tell it like it is, amen. You can take it or you can leave it, but, you know, we just got to be transparent sometimes. You know, when you get in churches, you know, they try to act like everything is all hubby-dovey and lovey-dovey, but you know what? If I needed some help, I'm going to go and find somebody that I know can get a prayer through and get that help. Because, you know, take time out for trying to be the I person and be, hallelujah, who you're supposed to be in Christ. Be the believer. Because everybody going to go through something at some point. So understand, glory to God, this is ministry with you in mind. Hallelujah. Because I know I could be, you know, probably doing something else, eating chicken, probably. Yeah, I can use that after I get out. I can go, you know, then eat chicken. You can go, you can be eating ribs, you can go do anything. But when you are serving of the Most High God, you're going to serve him. You're going to humble yourself. Now, this is not my message, but this is where we're going to go for a minute here. Amen. Ride with me. Come on, y'all, stay on the train. Amen. You know, some say, Lord, you know, call, I want to go, Lord. I'm going to do your will. But then when you get that halfway in there and things don't happen like you think they should happen, then guess what you do? You back up on him. Say, well, you know what? He don't want me to have this, and God ain't giving me. He ain't answering me here. Well, all of that is not important. The most important thing is to be, amen, a laborer for the Lord, to do what he calls you to do. Hallelujah. Not what he called the next person to do. You can hear ministers and ministries, amen, hallelujah, amen. I'm telling y'all, I don't know why, but we going this way. Let's go. Hallelujah. You can hear all kinds of ministries online. Well, that's not what he's calling you to do. He's calling you to be you. Be you who you are in Christ Jesus. Glory to God. Let God make you. He made those people whoever they are. So let him make you and let him help you to be who he wants you to be. Hallelujah. Because you can mimic somebody, amen, but that may not be what God wants you to do. I'm sure it's not. He don't want you to be that person. He wants you to be you in the ministry so he can bring you up. Now, let me help y'all out now. My pastor, amen, Hallelujah, Pastor, and Apostle. Glory to God. They can pray it. They can knock it. They can turn it up, flip it, strip it, upside down. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But we are supposed to be who we are. We listen and listen at the teaching that they give us. And that's what we go off. You know what I'm saying? But then you're going to have to seek God for yourself to get the rest. Because they can just start you off, and they can help you along the way to keep you from making mistakes. But you still got to have that one-on-one relationship with the Lord. So I say to you today, make sure that you're just being you. You do you. That's what you do. Do you. Amen. Let's go ahead and give you the message. Hallelujah. Okay, first verse. Amen. Here on chapter 11, Matthew. And it came to pass when Jesus had made an end of the commanding his 12 disciples, he departed thence to teach and to preach in their cities. You see right here, this is part of it. Okay, when Jesus had instructed his apostles, then it was time for them to go out and teach others. You don't just raise up ministers. They don't just raise up ministers and preachers and teachers in the church just to say we got a church full of them. No, he told them it's time for you to go out and teach others. Whether you're teaching online, whether you're teaching in the store, but you've got to change your spirit because people will not listen. If you don't have, I heard someone say you don't have the people skills, then go back to the altar. He'll give you whatever you need. But sometimes you're afraid to ask because you're like, okay, that can't be me. Well, even if you're asking Lord to give you the people skills so you can minister effectively, that's between you and him. Hallelujah. And if you don't think that thing is breaking, then I tell you, get some help so you can go out and minister to people effectively. Because sometimes, let me tell you, hallelujah, you can say some stuff. Oh, good God Almighty, I felt that. You can say some stuff that'll hurt somebody's feelings. You know, I always hear, you know, my apostle said, well, you know what, Lord, tell me how to say this. Tell me how to say this to him, Lord. You know, that's very good teaching. That's a good thing because then you won't mess nobody up. But you see right here, he told them to go out under his authority and to tell others that Jesus is coming. You know, tell them. He said, go ahead and get them saved. He said, go ahead and tell them about it because he wanted to grow the heart. That's what the members are in the church for, to grow the harvest. You ain't got to go there every Sunday and get fat. You get fat every Sunday. Then you be, well, you know what? They're going to have hot luck back there. What? You know? If they got some chicken left, well, honey, I need 2 plates. I need 3 plates. I need something for next week. Come on. That's not what he's putting you in that place for. He's putting you in place to increase the harvest. That's the thing. That's what he was telling them. Go out. Increase the harvest. So there could be more than just a few people talking about Jesus and getting people saved. Because just the pastor just can't do it by themselves. It can't be just one minister can do it by themselves. So he was telling them, go out and increase the harvest. Hallelujah. Let's move on to verse 2. Now when John had heard in the prison the works of Christ, he sent 2 of his disciples. Just think about it. Okay, those were the Nazarenes. They were John's disciples. So they believed that John was the final prophet. So he sent them out to see what was going on. You know why he did that? Because he didn't expect, you know, those things to be going on so quick. Hallelujah. And I was reading it and I was meditating on it. And I said, okay, so why did he send them out? He didn't expect, you know, Jesus to be doing this so early. But you see, whenever you done set up under somebody 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 years, you ought to be able to go out and tell somebody else about it. Hallelujah. Because he is coming. And don't let him catch you with your work undone. And he said unto him, art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? You see right here. Hallelujah. They said, hold up. Who are you? Are you the one that was coming, or should we look for another? And he was like, okay, hold up, wait a minute. So they did, they thought John was the Messiah, but he wasn't. When he sent them over there to see what was going on, hallelujah, Jesus answered and said unto them, go and show John again those things which you do hear and see. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk. The lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. Now he said, go tell what you saw. Okay, you just think about it. They should have known. When you see, amen, a pastor or you see someone, amen, that has passion, amen, for the lost in order to want to tell them about Jesus and want to preach to them about Jesus and want to help them get saved and want to help them get delivered, then you got to know that God. Because everybody ain't after your money. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But I'm not saying that you shouldn't give. But you should give, amen, and give from your heart. You should. But you got to take care of the men and women of God. You're supposed to. That's just the way it is. But just think about it. You should go tell it. And they ought to know that he had compassion for people because he was healing them, getting them delivered, getting them set free. Come on. That's it right there. The proof was in his ministry. Hallelujah. Let's move on. And blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. Anyone who believes in Jesus Christ, you will be happy and you will be really, really happy. You got to know that you know that you know that you believe. Hallelujah. You can't let nothing upset your belief. You can't let nothing destroy what you believe. You can look at people look at the TV all day long and all the night, really, and sometimes all night. Hallelujah. But you got to know that you know that you know that I love the Lord and I want him to work through me. And I want him to show me how to work in his ministry effectively. Glory to God. Those things right there, hallelujah. When you're taught, then you grab hold. But then guess what? God is going to add more to it. Hallelujah. So that's when you start to seek and you start to pray. You get down on your knees if you can. If you can't, just sit in your chair. There's no form of prayer. Either way you want to do it. Because sometimes, amen, you can pray yourself to sleep. Hallelujah. That means that you want that connection with the Most High God to tell you what to do, when to do it, and how to do it. You know, they should have known that he had compassion for the lost. Because he was telling them, and he was preaching the word. Let's move on to verse 7. And as they departed, Jesus began to say unto the multitude concerning John, what went ye out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken with the wind? You know, John was out in the wilderness. And he, what was he preaching? Repent, repent. That's what it was. He was getting people saved. Hallelujah. See, it don't take nobody dressed up in the fine clothes and all the tea and china and all the nice suits and all the different things, eating steak, you know, every day and sitting up in their big houses and look, he wants you to have all that. But don't forget, it's all about the kingdom of God. It's not about all that. Yes, he wants you to look nice. He wants you to dress nice. Yes, he do. He don't want you to go ahead looking like no rag doll. No. He wants you, as my pastor always say, going around here with no nappy head. Glory to God, that's a little side dude. But anyway, he don't want you going around here looking like that. He wants you to look nice, dress nice, be nice. But understand, you can have the things, but don't let the things have you. And John was out there. He was telling people to repent. You know, just think about it. John didn't really, he ate, this is what the Bible said, he ate locusts and honey. He ate wild locusts and honey. I read in one translation, but he didn't eat except food for people. That's what he ate. Because he was all about preparing the people. That's what it was. So when you're all about God's business, he's going to take care of yours. Sometimes you get so carried away in everything else and everybody else that you forget about what's important. All that stuff ain't important. It's okay for him to give you and so you can have. And he don't want you down here struggling. He don't want you down here suffering for finances. He don't want you down here suffering to put a meal on the table. He don't want you suffering down here to pay your bills. He don't want you doing that. But don't forget all of those things in his place. He don't want you down here alone. He don't. Believe it or not, he don't. He don't. But just don't let that be your priority. Because when you take care of kingdom business, guess what? He's going to take care of whatever you want, whatever you need. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Verse 9. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's go back up to verse 8. But what went ye out for to see? A man clothed in soft raiment? Behold, they that wear soft clothing are in king's houses. You think about it now. This is what you're saying. You know, hallelujah, you're going to have all that. All that. You know, some just sit there, yes, I got all mine. They got bars on the one. They got bars, and all the bars. And all they do is sit there and collect. I'm hearing it, Lord. Amen. You're collecting from churches. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But you got all these, just collect. Hallelujah. But you got ministers sitting in there, you know, that you can use, hallelujah, for other things instead of just collecting money from church. You know, he's coming back for people without spot or wrinkles. So make sure, amen, hallelujah, that you're doing the right thing and not just collecting from churches. If you got ministers in there that you need to go ahead and lay hands on and send out, then that's what you need to do. This is the time now and in this season where you need to go ahead and send them out so they can work, hallelujah, and they can make a bigger harvest, glory to God, so they can help, hallelujah. Don't just sit them up there and then all of a sudden, Lord, I know it. But anyway, what you going to do, they're going to wear a collar, amen, and everybody going to walk in behind each other, you know. Here they come, all the ministers, and they just sit there. Me and they may, okay, Bible study, you know, one may teach. But other than that, they've been in there about 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 years, and that's all they can do. It's time to go ahead, hallelujah, and put them to really working. Because some of the people that they don't touch, hallelujah, that they got to touch, you may not touch. Because God has the number for everybody to have a certain people that they have to touch. Now, understand, hallelujah, whom I have to touch may be totally different from whom you will touch. So go ahead, amen. I say get ready and send them out. Hallelujah, glory to God. Let's move on, verse 9. But what went ye out for to see? A prophet? Yea, I say unto you, and more than a prophet. You know, he was talking about John, you know. That's what he was talking about. He was saying John was baptizing and he was paving the way for the Messiah. That's what you got to do. You got to go and tell people about Jesus. Now, I'm not saying you go and push yourself on anybody and say, you know, okay, you need to believe. Because guess what? If you don't, then you're going straight to hell. No, asking how to get to people. But sometimes, you know, you won't have to worry about it. He will give you a smooth way to go and tell people about him. He will give you a smoother way to go and tell people about the Most High God and how he will bring them out. You know, sometimes I say it like that because I don't want nobody to get offended. You know what she's talking about? Me? No, not so. But some, they don't even want to give them a testimony. They always say, well, I don't want them in my business. Well, here's the thing. If you don't want them in your business, just don't tell it all. Just tell a little and let them know at the end, you know, he brought me out of that. Hallelujah. You ain't got to tell all the other snarling details, but just say, you know what? And I hung in there, and you know what? God brought me out, and I'm not in that. You know, you can just do it like that. You don't have to tell it all. But, you know, we are overcomers by our testimony, and other people can get delivered because of our testimony. Hallelujah. And sometimes they'll say, well, you know what? I don't want them in my head. Just like, but you don't mind getting in somebody else's business, right? Let's move on. Verse 10. But this is he of whom it is written, behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. See, he was saying how he sent John. He was preparing the way for the Messiah to come. So you see, we are to go out and prepare the way, amen, because he is to come. That's the thing about it. you get so caught up in, you know, this ain't going right, that ain't going right. But you know what? I learned, amen, through ministry that we're going to go through before, we're going to go through during, we're going to go through after. Hallelujah. Like this morning, hallelujah, I'm like, okay, I'm getting ready, Lord. I'm ready to deliver this word. And guess what happens? The phone don't want to work. But thank God, someone told me, you know what, I can't hear you. Your phone's not working. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I just continued on. I said, well, I'm going to cut it off and we're going to cut it back on. Sometimes you can cut it off and it'll reset. And so I said, well, let me call somebody else and see if it's working now. And so they said, well, I can't hardly hear you. If I just cut it off, let it stay off for a while and cut it back on, and it started working fine. I said, not today, devil. You ain't having no more of that. You done hindered enough. Not today. Glory to God. Let's move on. Verse 11. Verily I say unto you, among them that are born of a woman, there hath not risen a greater than John the Baptist. Notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. You see right here, glory to God. We just have to keep on keeping on. Therefore, if any man forgive for all his sins, I declare righteous before the Lord. You know, put your faith in Christ. Hallelujah. You got to learn how to stand for righteousness. You know, sometimes you give in to everything. But then you have to understand, you're going to have to give in time of those things that you're giving in to. If it's sin, it's sin, baby. I'm sorry. Ain't no way to put it. Ain't no fresh way to put it. I'm sorry. I'm not the fresh prince. Ain't no fresh way to put it. If it's sin, it's sin. Glory to God. Okay, let's move on. Verse 12. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violence take it by force. As John was preaching and baptizing, you know, the people, amen, getting them ready, hallelujah. Do you think that the people that were coming against him weren't strong? They were strong too. John was strong when he was preaching the kingdom of heaven, hallelujah, and he was baptizing. But then the strong people also raised up against John. But don't you know, because John was doing the work of the ministry, doing what God called him to do, hallelujah, he's overcome of all that was going on still. They didn't have the victory, so that's why he kept on doing what he was doing. It didn't matter. When you have given your life to Christ, hallelujah, you have to throw away everything, hallelujah, all that stuff, get it out, amen, and put him first priority. That's what you do. And watch him work. He's going to work, amen, in you like you never thought he could. But sometimes you have not submitted. Some people just have not submitted. They haven't submitted those things, hallelujah. That's on the inside of them, and you know that you know that you know that you still got it, hallelujah. Glory to God. You'll allow God to touch a little bit of something, but you won't allow him to touch everything of nothing, glory to God. So he can get it out just so you can go on with ministry, so you can get people healed and get them set free. For all the prophets and the law prophesied unto John, and if ye will receive it, this is Elijah, which was far to come. See, they were thinking, hallelujah, they thought, you know, Elijah was coming back, you know, glory to God. But hallelujah, it was John that was the one that should have came. That's what he was supposed to come. He was going to preach it and prophesy the way that people should live and the righteous lifestyle that they should live. Because right now, hallelujah, so many people don't like to live right. That's just the point. What it is, we're in a place, hallelujah, where, you know, just because you live a righteous lifestyle and you say, oh, I ain't doing that. I ain't going over there, and I'm not going over there. You know what they call you? A Bible thumper. That's what they call you. I said, well, if I'm a Bible thumper, then I'm going to keep right on thumping that word, baby. And that's what you have to do. When you make choices, you have to deal with your choices that you make. Make the right choice. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's move on. He that has ears to hear, let him hear. But whether unto shall I liken this generation? It is like unto children sitting in the market and calling unto their fellows. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And saying, we have piped unto you, and ye have not danced. We have mourned unto you, and ye have not lamented. In other words, they had got the word. But guess what? They did not hear it. They weren't hearing it. They ain't show no remorse, no nothing, no nothing. The laminate means they haven't showed no remorse, no sorrow, no pain. They didn't cry out. They did not wail, even though he was giving them the word. Don't get mad with the preacher because he's giving you a word and he's stepping on your toes. Well, he shouldn't have preached that. It wasn't about you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It was trying to get a word to those, amen, who really needed it. There are some that don't even know, hallelujah, about, you know, adultery and different things such as, you know, and having sex before marriage and all this kind of stuff. And he and about hanging out and hanging around in the clubs and all kind of stuff. Hallelujah. Well, you shouldn't get mad if that wasn't you there at night. Hallelujah. He's preaching it so people can get saved because he actually cares about the souls because he's going to be held accountable. And she is going to be held accountable for the word that's preached. You can't always give a sweet word. You can't always put sugar in the water. Hallelujah. You get to sometimes give a word, hallelujah, that's going to touch some toes and cut some toenails off and different things. Glory to God. This God Almighty. You got to. Because they're going to be held accountable. I'm going to be held accountable. He said he's going to judge those of the household of faith first. Hallelujah. So the word can't always come sweet with houses, lands, and cars, and boys and girls, you know, and oh, you're going to get a husband, and oh, no, no, no. And a wife, no, no, no. You're going to get a bigger Mercedes, no. It can't always come like that. Hallelujah. The word comes to lead and guide you into a different direction in that righteous lifestyle. It can't always come good. So you got to know that you know that you know who you belong to. You got to know that you know that you know, hallelujah. Will you throw it all away and follow Jesus Christ? Because some are just not willing to give up certain parts of their life. We went out to minister, amen, one time me and then one of my other friends, amen, glory to God, in another state. And we were at this local store and we were just, you know, asking people, what can we pray for you? We were just standing at the door. Praying for people, hallelujah, glory to God. They said, yeah, you know, you can pray for us. And then this one person came by, and then we said, can we pray for you? Don't you want to know Jesus is your Lord and Savior? And he said, no, I ain't ready yet. I ain't ready. He said, I'm not ready yet. I said, well, what are you waiting on, sir? You know? And he said, no, you got to pray for me. I'm just not ready yet. Well, I know it. I've seen him later on, and he was at the door. He was an usher. He was a deacon at the door. Glory to God. But he wasn't ready yet. The reason he's saying he wasn't ready yet because he was doing some things. I just put it like this. It was ungodly. Hallelujah. Ain't what nobody told me. It's things that I saw and knew. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's why he said he wasn't ready to give up his lifestyle that he was living, but he was at the door, usher, and he was a deacon. Hallelujah. Both. So you see, he wants people who will be pure. He wants people who are willing to give his life to Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I'm hearing saying, judge ye not, or ye shall be judged. So don't judge people. Hallelujah. So many times people are judging people. Don't judge them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't judge. Jesus is the judge, and he's the jury. So don't you judge. Hallelujah. So get ready, hallelujah, to go out and tell others about Jesus. And pastors and, hallelujah, I say to you, send them out. It's much needed. The harvest is, hallelujah, harvest is plenty, but the laborers are few. Hallelujah. Because Jesus sent out his disciples. He sent them out to go and tell others. And hallelujah, even some of the places he preached in, and, you know, they did not repent. They didn't. They did not repent. Hallelujah. And he told them that they were going to be judged very harshly because they did not repent. Keep a repentant heart each and every day, I say to you. You know, I go through with the Lord. I don't know if I did or if I didn't. But if I did, Father God, forgive me of my sins. Glory to God. Hallelujah. How many times do you have to go back? Sometimes people be in churches, they go up there also every Sunday they up there. Hallelujah. You know, every Sunday they up there, get saved again. Well, you know, you ain't fully committed. You got to go back and get saved that many times. You just need to give it up and give it to Christ. and let him work and watch him work in your life. Now, they didn't even hear what Jesus was preaching. He preached the word. They didn't show no remorse. They didn't show no sorrow. In some of the cities that he went in, they did not. And it'll be like that sometimes. They won't care. He said, all can be saved, but all won't be saved because some like what they're doing. See, they don't really actually believe in Jesus Christ. Just be real with you. They don't believe in it. They think things just happen. Circumstances just happen. You know, when someone has lived a good life over 100 years old, you know, and then all of a sudden he calls them home, you know, come on home, child, and rest. Come on home, my child, and rest. You've lived a good life. You've fought a good life. You've fought a good fight of faith. Come on home and rest. Hallelujah. And they thinking, you know, well, you know, people going to die and they're going to be buried. And that's it. No, it ain't over. Hallelujah. Where would you spend eternity? Think about that. Where would you spend eternity? Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. What an awesome God we serve. We serve a right now God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead, amen, before I give the invitation to salvation. I'm going to open up my line again for prayer. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't be ashamed to get prayer. If you feel like somebody's going to know your voice, well, describe. Go ahead and you can, amen, talk in your other voice. Talk in your other tone. It don't matter, but get what you need. Hallelujah. Because to me, I'm going to get what I need. Wherever I got the call, I'm going to call. That's what you do. Hallelujah. Whether it's online, if somebody called me or whatever, I'm going to pray for them. Hallelujah. And if I need someone to pray, then, well, I need to call somebody and get that who I know can get a prayer through that. Hallelujah. I ain't going to just call anybody. Glory to God. Because everybody can't get a prayer through. There's no need telling that story. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God, I don't see anybody with their hand raised. So I'm going to go ahead and give the invitation to salvation. If you don't know Jesus and pardon your sin, I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior, Lord. Come into my life, Lord. Make me, God. Mold me, Father God. Lord, I invite you in my life. Forgive me, Lord, of all my sins that I have committed. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Welcome to the body of Christ. You are now a blood-washed, born believer. I have two Facebook pages, amen, glory to God, Prophetess Martha Williams and Martha Williams. If you would, inbox me and let me know that was you, and I will tell you the what next, because he's moving by his spirit, by his power, so you don't want to miss out. You want to be ready when he comes, glory to God. Hallelujah. Before we leave the show, I want to encourage you. Like I said, we was going to have, amen, this, hallelujah, on Facebook. We are announcing the Miracle Healing Service in Opelika, Alabama on this Friday and Saturday. The address will be on our Facebook pages. You will see it on all the team's Facebook pages. I'm going to say it again. We are announcing a Miracle Healing Service in Opelika, Alabama. And let me tell y'all, I want you to come. That's going to be Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. Now, I'm telling you, y'all don't want to miss this because they're coming to Alabama. So I encourage you to come on and get in and hear and see what God is doing because you're going to be amazed. Glory to God. God's still healing. Bring your friends. Tell your families. Tell your children. Anybody. Come on. Hallelujah. We're going to put the address on the Facebook pages so you can see it. And we will be announcing it again all throughout the week. And we're going to be encouraging you to come. So I encourage you to get somebody. Bring somebody with you. Remember now, this is us. Miracle Healing Service in Opelika, Alabama. Come on. My apostle and pastor is coming, hallelujah, to Alabama. You don't want to miss it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. my God, hallelujah. You know God is good. He is worthy to be praised, hallelujah. So if you can text a neighbor, text a friend, and let them know, you know, hey, we got to be there. I don't care, get them all on a van, hallelujah, bring them all up there, hallelujah. It'll be okay, hallelujah, we promise. It's going to be all right. And you're going to see some things, hallelujah. You're going to get healed from whatever it is you've been holding on to. It's coming out. So I said, come on and get ready, hallelujah. We're going to be there that Friday and that Saturday, hallelujah, in Opelika, Alabama. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I want to encourage you to listen to Minister Elaine next. And I also forgot, I want to go ahead and announce Minister Elaine, hallelujah. She is an author and she has two books already written. They're on Amazon. So I encourage you to go on and buy. You get a free Kindle. Also, you got book one, book two, book three is on the ride. So I encourage you to come on and get it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now I'm going to go ahead on and give the benediction, but don't forget and keep these announcements in mind because it's ministry with you in mind. Now the benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen, amen. And I will see you back on next Sunday. Be